So today we talk about Zacchaeus. His name, Zacchaeus, it means clean and pure, innocent. That's at least what it means in Hebrew. It doesn't mean anything related to being short or wee. But in this short in stature man, he was a head tax gatherer. Let's call him that. The chief tax collector sounds, I mean, you get that, but he was the head. As a matter of fact, a little bit of information about what a tax collector did. To be a tax collector, you went, first of all, you were hated because you were a tax collector. And the way that you got your job was you went to Rome and you said, I want to be the tax collector. And they said, well, how much will you give us? And you bid on the job. Said, well, I'll give $5,000. I know they didn't use dollars, but I'll give $5,000. And then you collected taxes. You had paid up front, probably via a loan, $5,000 to the taxing authorities that got the taxes. Then you collected taxes to recoup your investment. And then you would make a profit by recouping more. The head tax gatherer would have to bid even more than that. I bid more than that so that I can be the chief among all of these tax gatherers. And then they would get their money. And it was, of course, assumed that anyone who collected taxes cheated everyone else out of what they wanted. Or what they, you know, they wanted so much money that they just collected more and more and more. It's like the, you know, on April 15th, there's always the joke tax information form, the 1040 super easy. How much did you make? Put the number here. Send it in. And that's the answer. That's the really easy tax form. Well, anyone who was the head tax gatherer had to be a crook. He was rich. It says he was rich in the Bible. And there's nothing clean and pure. There's nothing Zacchaeus about Zacchaeus, this rich person who was in charge of the tax collections. And also, it appears that nobody noticed this short in stature man, and they didn't notice that he gave away half of his income to the poor, and if he was ever caught cheating, he paid back four times as much. And now let that sink in for a minute and go, wait a minute. You didn't say that in the Bible reading. You said that Zacchaeus said, look, I will give half my money to the poor because Jesus has changed me, and if I have defrauded anyone, I will pay back four times. A story of redemption, right? A story of reformation. He is changed by Jesus coming to town. People hated him because that's what you do with tax gatherers. They hated him because all rich people have to be crooks. They hated him because there were political ads that told them to hate him because he was so awful.
Zacchaeus. He wants to take all your money.
You know, there was a radio ad on there. No, that part wasn't there. That didn't happen. This thing about Zacchaeus and when he decided to give away half of his income to the poor, it depends on how you read the passage. It depends on when you look at the Greek. You know, Bible smarty pants time, right? You look at the Greek and a lot of people, I mean, most translations of the Bible say he would pay back. But the word doesn't mean would pay back. It means pay back. It means give. So Zacchaeus, this one whose name means what? Clean and pure, innocent, like that. What does Zacchaeus' name mean? So they, you know, you can go home and say you learned something, right, in church. Zacchaeus, this short in stature head tax gatherer, sought out Jesus because he wanted to welcome someone. He didn't really know who he was. It says that he wanted to see who it was, but he wanted to welcome someone that all these stories were going on who had already changed his life. Someone was there that had changed his life. He wanted to be there to welcome the one who loved the ones that it seemed that everyone else shunned, rejected, and hated. There were stories about Jesus that were going around. Jesus was the friend of the sinner. The crowds grumbled when Jesus noticed him. Right? It says it right there. They grumbled. There's another paraphrase of this from the Message. Sometimes I like to read from the Message. It's a really cool, it's not a translation, it's a paraphrase. It's a thought for thought kind of a process. But here's what it says about Luke 19, 1 through 10. Then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head tax man and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and couldn't see over the crowd, so he ran on ahead and climbed up on a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down! Today is my day to be a guest in your home." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. "What business does he have getting cozy with this crook?" Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, "Master, I give away half of my income to the poor, and if I'm caught cheating, I pay back four times the damage." Jesus said, "Today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost." It reads almost like a script that you could act out. I know that the first part is a story that you can envision, but I love the way the Message paraphrase just adds more to the scene. It doesn't add to the word, it makes the scene come alive. Especially the part that says, everyone was indignant and grumped. People listening to this on the audio part aren't going to get this right now. I'm making a grump face. You can see it, right? Go ahead, make a grump face. Some of you are better than it than others. Let's see. No, I don't know. No one here makes a grump face ever. Anyone have a good grump face that they like? Yeah? They grumped. We all grump. We grump when prices go up. We grump that the other political side is going to ruin the country. We grump that religious folk act as if they're better than everyone else. We grump that religious folks can't agree on everything. We grump that people who don't deserve it get attention. We grump that someone else is going to take our stuff, our entitlements. We grump. The crowd by Zacchaeus grumped. And Zacchaeus told Jesus that he gives away half of his income to the poor and pays back four times the damages to anyone he's cheated. And there's a question, why would he say four times? There's actually something significant about that too. See, the law said that if a person had wronged someone else financially, they had to pay back the principal plus 20%. So if somebody took something that was yours, they had to give it back and 20% interest. If they stole a sheep from you, they had to pay back four sheep. One sheep, you got to pay back four. So Zacchaeus was so serious about dealing with honesty that he would pay back someone as if he had stolen a sheep from them. And really, according to the people there, stealing a sheep was far worse than cheating someone, swindling someone out of their money. If you stole a sheep, that was big time. Actually, if you stole an ox, you had to pay back five. So he didn't think that he was as serious as if he'd stolen an ox, but he was as serious as if he'd stolen a sheep. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Zacchaeus was so serious about his honesty that he would pay back as if he'd stolen a sheep. And Jesus responded to the grumpy crowd to what Zacchaeus said. He stunned and stammered. Zacchaeus stood there after he'd said this, and Jesus said, I love how it says it in the paraphrase, "Today is salvation day in this home." Salvation day. That's a good day. Reformation Sunday, Reconciliation Sunday. Kids go trick-or-treating for Halloween. Today is Salvation Day. Salvation Day. There's even a question. What does that mean? So that when Zacchaeus died, he would go to heaven? Because when we think of salvation, we think of God saving us so that when we die, we go to heaven. But I don't think that Jesus was talking that far out. He was talking to a crowd right there. He used the word salvation, which is a really large meaning word. He was talking about that day. And Jesus was talking about restoration. Because salvation is a restoration word. We are restored into our right relationship with God. But salvation also is restoration, as in we are restored to a right relationship with one another. We are restored to a right relationship with the community. Jesus was telling everyone that Zacchaeus, whom they hated and rejected as someone who was outside of any love that they could offer, was a worthy, loved, and restored part of the community. This is Zacchaeus. He is part of the community. Today is Salvation Day in this home. Jesus knew who the lost sheep were. Jesus knows who the lost sheep are. Jesus knows that we all get lost sometimes. And too often we think of the lost sheep, the lost, as people who are outside of the club because they sin, because they go to the wrong clubs, because whatever the reason is, or maybe in our progressive nature, we think of the lost sheep as people who suffer with AIDS, who the church has shunned, or people who are of different political ideals, or people, no matter what it is, that they're outside, and usually it has to do with someone who is shunned because of a disease, because of a preference, because of a way they vote, because of the color of their skin. But what about someone like Zacchaeus, who has a profession that just makes you hated, but he's got money? All the other times, it's usually people who are poor and powerless. But Zacchaeus was still powerless to become part of the community. Jesus knows who the lost sheep are, and they're the ones that everyone else shuns for whatever reason. Jesus is turning things on his heels, on their heels once again. The lost in the community. Whoever the community is rejecting. Zacchaeus was being rejected by the community. Jesus came to find and restore the lost because no one is outside of God's love, and no one is outside of God's salvation. So do you feel rejected for any reason? Jesus offers hope and restoration. Jesus offers it. Are you rejecting others for any reason? We all do that. Jesus offers hope and restoration. Are you willing to experience God's reformation, reconciliation, and salvation? Jesus is calling out to all of us who are up a tree and to the ones who are grumbling. Jesus says, today is Salvation Day. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for reforming us, for reconciling with us, for saving us. Thank you for your restoration. Thank you for giving us your salvation. Help us to share the love that you give to us freely with everyone else. Help us to seek reconciliation. Help us to seek restoration. Help us to be a community of faith that lives peaceably in all the world. In Jesus' name, amen.